and then we saw Megillah Sefer, a wonderful Sefer. And today I said we have to go to the big leagues and see the Sefer called the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda has what to say on these matters, some of which we already spoke about yesterday, and some of which we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday. So let us now turn our attention to the Yad Yehuda. This is page Pei Vav Omid Beis in Dapi Yad Yehuda, if you want to, also want to look it up later. It's in Simen Kuf Hei. I believe it's Sivkot Yud, or somewhere in the middle of the Sivkot. So let's see. I'm very happy with this print. It seems to be better than I remembered from last time. And I hope you'll be able to read it, even though it's not as big as and as clear as the other one. Is it legible from in the back? It is legible? It's not up yet? It's Zucha not legible. Okay. This is not the right page. Let's see. I don't think it's the right page. Well, let's see. Let's just take a look at next. Let's see what happens. This is Pezai. Something is very. No, I don't know what to do. I wrote down the page number. Hold on a second. Maybe I'm making a mistake here. Give me a second, please. Really wrote it down. Let's see if you can find us. Help me out finding a Sivkot. Well, I think I'm looking for Sivkot and Yud. Oh, now we're talking. This is Dalet. Ah, oh, well, it's way off. Right, it says Dalet, am I correct? Yeah, the Aruch. I want Yud, so we have to keep going and going and going. What happened over here? Oh, now we're getting close. This may actually be it. I think this is it. I think we locked in. I think it's the right one. If we're wrong, we'll see soon. Hine kosev ha-shachzal. Tekol she'enu mevashel enu mafnu mavliya ki'echot. U'mach ma'zeh. This is these the pages of it. The topic is familiar. U'mach ma'zeh hitir ha-rashbam zal. Limlog tarnagolim ayadei iwi. Chene ramah. Simen samaches ayadei iwi she'nivsek ha-kiluach. What I call it, the orthodoxy. I thought this was the only way to go. The Marashal, the Shach, the Chavis Das, three Gedolim. Who can argue with them? Says the Yad Yehuda. Watch this. Ukvakasafti Sham, back in Simon Samaches, the Dovazel lo yimotze bishum echad me'aposkim. What do you mean poskim? What about the marshal's not a posik? The shach's not a posik? The chavzah's not a posik? He means poskim kadmonim. You will not find anybody in the earliest Rishonim, or those early will say it. No one. They made it up. Adrabah. Call, and here's the Rosh HaTevas are tricky. Hey, samach lamed. Repeats all the time. Call hasviralahu. We don't use that language, because it's a combination of Aramaic. Call has. We would say here, Kol HaSorim, Kol HaSfir, all those who hold the Balua Upleta, Eino Toli Bibishal. Who's that? The Rashba, for example. Vigam Klisheni Mafru Mavliya. Haim Sfir Lahu, the Gam Mafru Mavliya Biyachad. Who said so? The Rashba, the Ran, the Kol HaPoskim. He means we showed him, obviously, right? Vahasfir Lahu, those. The Balua Toli Bibishal, that's Tosfos. Haim Svirlu, the Eino Maflit, O Mavliya Klal. He says, nobody said this business of not being doing Kecha. Nobody. The Irui, Shenifsaka Kiluach, who beemes mevashal namik de klipa, Ledeos Elu, Kimavur behedia betosfos, Zvachim Tzadivav. He doesn't like the Ramah in Simon Samaches. If you, we spoke about this already yesterday. Look, Lekach hu maflin u mavliya kedei klipo. Ve'ein mimligas satan golem shum ascholas raya klal. The kol sheinu mevashel af im maflin u mavliya. Even if you'll say, according to the Rishonim, that's not mevashel, and it is maflin u mavliya, it goes against the whole chavas das orthodoxy that those two go together. Doesn't matter. We saw it yesterday in Iran. Mikol makom adam yotzer de malicha. Kashem mevua das rashbam. V'chein kaim alon. V'akli acholios de bemes nesa ach v'akzikin kli miyuchad lezeh. Etc. So he thinks he doesn't. So the hoyd rami on. He remember the rami saw yesterday in Shir? We read the Ran. It says if it doesn't get in through fire, it can come out through malicha. Not that it's. The Irui was inconsequential. No, it was consequential. But it comes out. So it's Mafma of the Ekha, but it comes out with the regular salting because there was no fire there before. That's his breakthrough. He quotes the Ran. Ran said it. Ach avi avi zakeni harashal is out. Doesn't mean it's great. It's too many centuries before. My ancestor, the Marashal, who him tzizeh? It wasn't the Shach. The Shach got it from the Maharshal. Ayin bedvarav perikol abosa simen samach dalet, simen ayin aleph. Ubevadai, sheredata rechova ma'ot. Yes, great man. Ach likach shita acheres neged kol aposkin. Ukefi datenu aklusha. Ein onu yecholun lamar al sof dato. Vein lono al adivrei haposkin nishmosan eden. V'chein baturu mechabev ramoh. Lo nimsa b'shum makom remez lezeh. How do you like that? Going against all what we thought was the only view. U'matzasi gam la'aprichodesh simen samaches the kosav the ein milmligas tarnagolim raya k'moshe kosavnu achevi raya but the kosav atur b'milligas gedoyim. We're not talking about blood. We're talking there about fats. So chelev, you can't say that it's coming out with melicha like blood. Achmatzasi b'shut maharanach hanikromayim amukim simen samaches herich nami binyonim elu v'lo olal daito lo madibaluo pleito biyachad yetoli b'bishul v'kosav al melichas tarnagolim k'mosh kosavti v'alhodik doyin. Look at this now. Kosav the hatur, kosav kezeh, kodem sheyoda, debalua eino toli bibishul. Initially, the tur assumed that there's no, he thought that belia and bishul go together, and then he said about maligas tarnagol, and later on, he understands that Belia and Bishul don't go together, and therefore, Rabbi Osai, he is saying that there can be a Belia and Belia Plato together without Bishul. So, Meligas Kedoyim, in fact, would be a problem. So, let's chazer again. Yadhuda is saying that the Torah said two things. We have a problem with the Rashbam, so there are, in effect, two Pshatim in the Rashbam. Initially, he didn't know that Belia and Bishul are separable. So he was forced to the conclusion that according to the Rashbam, the same as there's no Bishul that we know for sure, there's no Belia. No Belia, no plate, there's no nothing, so there's no problem, Melichas Gedoyim. However, once he came to the conclusion to the Torah, that's what he's saying, that Belia and Bishul are separable, the Rashba Shita, the Rashbam could also hold that way, that they're separable. And if they're separable, we can say that Meligas Gedoyim will be a problem because there's going to be a Belia Pleita Kiyachat, the same as Belia, even though it's different than Bishul, and there's no throw of the Ran to pull it out with blood with Melicha, so it's going to be a problem. That's what the Mayim Amukim said, yes.
Wouldn't the Torah have changed what he wrote before?
You are correct. The Torah went in one's continuum, but that's what he suggests, Psha. Those who have the Torah should look inside, and you'll see. We read part of the Torah already yesterday, right? We saw yesterday. He said, "Kol roa yira to dover emes haboror datur sovar bedas rashbam k'moshe svir le rashba ladato de belua toli bebishul." Okay, so the Torah initially is held that Balua is dependent upon Bishul. This is Kodem Shayada. No, he really thinks it is Ha'abotai. Lechein. Gam Irui Kevan Jisvilei Shein Mavashal Klal. Lechein Gam Eno Mavliya O Maflit. Afilukadei Klipa. Kamo Klisheni. Can cause the Rashba Mavur Betorah Sabayis tells you where to look. And the Beis Yosef quotes it over here. It's Beferish. He gives you the Lashon of the Rashba. Yesh Misha Omer. We saw this in the Torah. Remember, the Torah only had the Kotzer. Did I tell you that one time? The Torah didn't have all the big Rashba Torah. He only had the Kotzer, the short version, which is amazing. Think about it for a minute. But okay. Yesh Misha Omer. She'eno, it's Torah Irud. She'eno Maflit U Mavliya Elochom Haroy Levashel. Right, together. The Fichach, Chom Shel Kli Rishon V'chule, Abba Kli Sheni, She'eno Mavashel, Eno Maflit, Ve'eno Mavliya, V'chein Irui Shel Kli Rishon, Eno Maflit, Ve'eno Mavliya, She'en Irui Shel Kli Rishon, Kli Rishon. It's even more than the Torah. I think the Torah said only one of them. We had yesterday in Shir, right? It said Eno Maflit, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering, maybe Mitz Mavliya, we had an outside possibility. He said, no. The Rashi was neither nor. It's as clear as day against the whole mahalach of the Gedolim that it is maflit. It is maflit. It's not maflit, mavliya, kiyachad. No! It's clear as day over here. It's neither maflit nor mavliya. Beferish Rashi, we quote it verbatim. You can look it up. I think I wrote down what page it's on somewhere. I wrote down some of these Rashi, but I wrote down the page numbers. I think it's the tour is an Enes Simas Anuches, and the Torah Sabayas Hakotah is Bayis Gimel Shar Gimel Ayin Ches Simen Aleph. There he says an opinion that you cannot be Medum Aliga B'Klisheni because it's Mafru Mavliya, even though it's not Mavasha. That's where he comes to the conclusion that the Bishul Mavliya are not Hoba Hotalia. But there's a Yesh Omrim, which is what the Rashba is quoted over here, and what page is that on? It's Bayez Dalet Shar Aleph Beis Amon Aleph. Not even Maflin Amavliya. That's this one. So the Torah could have quoted two different opinions, even though he didn't change everything that he said. So I'm saying that's the Maim Amukim has a lot of validity. Right, where are we? V'kol zeh gam b'chadei klipa Omar sharei kol rayosav litchos zeh who Michom Beis Hashchita, V'chom Chelev Aksolim, which we discussed this yesterday, She'eno Mavliya Elekadei Klipa, V'chein Kosev Atur Kan, V'zeh Lashonam, Kosev Arashba Yesh Omrim, again it's from the Kotzer, She'eno Mavliya Elekom Kli Rishin, Shu Mavad She'el Ava Kli Sheni, V'chein Irishu Kli Sheni, Eno Mavliya, yeah, V'lo Nehira, this is the Rashba speaking, She'rechom Beis Hashchita V'chulei, Hapri Chodesh, Simon Samaches, Toma Maorazze, Shunegara Gemara. What Gemara? The Perek Damchatos, U Perek Ketzat Solon. Against two Gemaras? What are two Gemaras? Damchatos is you're pouring from the carbon onto into the metal. You have to have Marikot Shtifa. Right? And Kolt Ketzat Solon. It's Tatoga Belogova. Right? So what are you telling me? How can any rabbi in his right mind say that it's not Mafla, not Mavliya? It's against two Gemaras. Oh. Here's the answer. Miu Bemes, mi perek dam chatos, lo kosher. Why? Watch this now. The Eshloma de Shom Davka Bekli Cheres, the Kalev Loa, Gam Eochel de Bolei Lefamim, Gam Betzonen. Klicheres is unique. Klicheres is unique. Okay, hold on. That's can we talk about Klicheres? Hold on. There is a Balaiter and Rabbeinu Yeruchim who say Klinechoshes ena bolea ele meurim alech tachnov. Mamish on top of the fire. The Shamayr B'Klicheres is unique. Who said so? The El Tzeda Shut Pnei Oshua. This B'Tshuva Sheheshev Lashach, which you found on a computer somewhere. So if you want to look it up, based on Friday or day long. That The famous Beis Rambam from Zalman Golis, he quotes it. Probably. Beis Rambam, I'm assuming so. Okay, look it up there. And his quotes over there. The Imloken Tiksha al Harashbam, the Irui Eino Bolea Klal, Umitam Zem Mutularas al Tarnagolis, Adkal Nishono. Period. Miu, says the Yad Yehuda now. Mashakosov came bipshitus Ladas Harashbam. He learns that Pshitus in the Rashbam is there's no Bliya at all. Ain't okay. The Rak HaRashbo Vahatur Svil okay. The Rashbo and the Tur understand, according to the Rashbam, there's no Bliya whatsoever. But there are others who say, no, there is a Bliya and there's no Bishul. So the two alternative Pshatim in the Rashbam. It is no Bliya at all. I, it's Shver from Zvachim Tzadi, hey, he gave a Teretz, so Tzadi Vov, that it's, the Chosh is different, that the Cheres is different. We haven't gotten to the question of Ayin Pesachim Ayin Vav yet. We'll come to that soon. Gamadayin Koshem Yiperaketz Et Solin. The Kol Tana Serashbam Hu. But the Kaimalon Kishmuel the Tato Govar. But Shamarmina that the Mekalei Bola Kadei Klipo. Vahagam the Svirle Machmazed the Irika Klisheni Hailanyin Bishul. The Rak Bola Purmina. The Af E bolea tole bevishul kvar tiratzti zeyofem esimin tzadi alav shom. What I think he means is chumar b'yalma. U'mash in yodim b'das terashbo l'dayto terashbo kon terashbam. No bli at all. What do you think about Ayin Vav? Here's what we spoke about yesterday. To ha'kol ha de belua tole bevishul hu mei ha'irishalmi to chichu mei ha de klina choshes bolea de gam kein mevashalu. Lo nemar elama sheho iru yafter o yavlia bedover tzonen shetachtov. We discussed this yesterday. I want to show it in the original. Zeh toli bebishul. Al kein le rashbam the gam iru enim bevashul klal hu adinami then yochol hafter o lavlia bat tzonen shetachtov. For example, it won't affect the food on the bottom on Shabbos. Nor will it affect the chicken on the bottom with respect to Maliga. Abel hacham atzmo, shapir bolea meha. Who? Tzone? It says mucha there? Probably should be tzone, right? What do you have for you on? I think it should be tzone. Kedai klipa, koda nemekale. Ve'ein zeh toli bebishul. Meiridik! It's not dependent upon Bishul. For Shaper Nicha or the case at Solin. The Shamar Minon. Tanya Kabasei the Shmuel. Chamatoch Tzonim Mediach. Umakshina Hoda Mediach. Came in the Chama the Mekale. Came in the Chama with Yevshalo Kuala Purta. Kliba Mio Niboye. Chamatoch Tzonim Kolev. Tanya Idach. Bosa Roseach. Shinofal. The Toch Cholav Roseach. Rabosai. Bechule, chama tov tzone, mitzone tov tzone mediach, chama tov tzone mediach, kevin de chamu, aleima, bechule. And b'seifo, here's a chiddush gadol in the Yad Yehuda. B'seifo, the tana, chama tov tzone, mistamo, hunami, bosa rosech, so chol of tzone, to the same brisa. The first brisa started off, you're putting meat into milk. Al kein shaper makshinon, why? Came in the chamu, he efshed lo bola purta. What does it mean? What? Hainu hacham haniskar. What are you doing? The hot meat has been put into the cold milk. That hot meat will, in fact, absorb something. But if you're putting cold onto hot onto cold, the cold itself will absorb zero. 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 Nothing. This is the chiddush of the Yad Yehuda. The hot will absorb something, but the cold will absorb nothing. That's Pshat in the Rashbam. Again, let's read it one more time. Yeah. Adi Yerushalayim is talking about Talia. Lo nema ela masha iru yafudai avliya v'davet tzonen shetachtov. Zet toli bebishul. If iru is mevashel, then it's going to cause bliya in the lower cold item. If he is not mevashel, not. That's correct. But the hot item can still be bolea. Nothing to do with bishul. That's a meridik achidish. This is what the Yad Yehuda says to answer all the kashas. Tremendous. Here's his second chiddush, which is not so simple. There are two brises. Remember the two brises? The second, Rabbi Osei, you're looking at me funny. Open up the riff again for the third time, third day in a row, the riff. Now I remember the page already. Kuf Chaf Aleph. What was in the old pages? I think it was Mem Aleph. I'm not sure about it. Kuf Chaf Aleph. The two brises are quoted consecutively from Sochem involved by the riff on Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, I believe. See the two brises. Important to see the two brises. Let's read the second brisa first. Okay? That's what he put. Tanya Idach, halfway down, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Bosar Roseach Shenafel L'Tol Cholav Roseach. So it's clear, Rabosa, it's clear as day that the second brisa is solid going into liquid. Right? What's the first brisa? Start on top, a few lines up. Tanya was in the Shmuel. Cham L'Tol Cham Osu, tzonen tocham, osu, cham tocham, tzonen tocham, medir. What's the case? Who remembers the Rebbe Kivega from way back? We learned the Sugat HaTogava. It's been a while. Kivega assumed that the extra chiddush, Tosis is wondering why they two tiny conversations, the whole chiddush, that's Rebbe Natan's chiddush, basically why they two extra brisa, tells you. Said, no, said Rebbe Kivega. The second brisa is a solid into a liquid. The first price can be two solids. That's Rabbi Kivega's own mahalach. Well, guess what? Yad Yehuda disagrees. Doesn't mention Rabbi Kivega, nothing. What does he say? Watch the Yad Yehuda back over here now. Where are we? I lost it. The chen brisa de liel. The Tana Stam. Right? The Tana Stam, Rabosai. Chama tov tzonen. Look what he's saying now. Al kochok nami. The echon mehem. Hu davalach. Get to Rabbi Kivega. Kimo wrote it. Why? The Imlo came. Amai Tanostam. Cham Tocham Osir. Dimash Makula. Votzli Eno Osa Lekadek Tila. Whoa. It's a dirty blow against Rabbi Kivega. Kivega said the first one might be Cham Tocham. Freck the Ad Yehuda. What did I say? Solid into solid. Freck the Ad Yehuda. If it's a solid on a solid, then why does it say Chama Tocham Osu, which sounds like it means Bekulo? It's not true. Chama Tocham is only Kadei Netila. May I defend Rabbi Kivega? May I, please? No! All it means is that it asks more than Kalipa. Whether it's Netila or Kulo depends on the specifics of the case. I don't think it's such an overwhelming time against Rabbi Kivega, but he thinks it is. He assumes it's both talking case of Cham, Letoch, Tzona. Ularash Bein Osu, Elikadei, Klipa, if they're both Cham. Oh, that's a shtickel kash. If the Rashba, I guess the Teretz is Kadei Netila, but the Rashba happens to hold that it's only Kadei Netila. It's a little bit difficult. If it's Cham to Cham, it's Sli, it's only Kadei Netila, then how is it different from Mediach is also Kadei Klipa? So that's a bit of a, I have to concede, it's a little bit of a taina. I don't have a Kivega in front of me. I don't know if he addresses this at all. Don't know. I think it was a Chuvah Rebbe Kivega, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think it was in Rebbe Kivega on Shulchan Aruch. Anyone remember that one? No. The Kitzur Nimritz, Rebbe Natan brought a raya from the fact that he had two brises. What's the second brise tell? It says Pshita. What is the second brise? It tells you that if it's solid into liquid, then you don't need a Kadei Klipa, and you can't do Klipa, it's not Osir B'Diav, you don't need Shishan. That's the famous Rebbe Natan. And he got it from the fact it's an extra brisa. So the Kivega, no, who said so? Maybe the first brisa is solid, and it's two solids, and the second brisa is solid into a liquid. You might have thought it's different. You might have thought the sal goes into a liquid and gets submerged. The law tachtor is now reversed, if you remember that whole mahalach. It's an interesting question he raised over here. If, in fact, that's the case, what do you mean osir? Osir doesn't really mean osir bekul, not even kadein etil according to the Rashba. That is something we have to consider. Okay? I don't know if Rabbi Kivega addressed it in that shul. I don't remember. Someone remind me to maybe tomorrow morning look it up. If you remind me, because I'd like to see it. Right. So therefore, Vakor Rabbi Yeshem wrote the Mari. Vahavi Kibishel. Vim Kain. Shekatoni Chama Tov Tzone Mediach. Akor Chodah Hetehu Dover Gush. v'cham v'nafal l'toch sonein iser. The mistama ayri the het nafal iser v'hu cham v'shayach bo hadacha l'kach shabem akshinon kev and the chamu he efshed lo bola purta calls and near a borrow das harashba lidato. What do you mean lidato? Dashpas pshat in whom? Rabbi said whom? The Rashba's Pshad and the Rashbam. The Rashba sounds the same. The Rashba quotes the Rashbam as saying the zero bliya by Irui. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. No, not at all against the Mefurash Gemara. The zero bliya in Irui if a liquid is falling on a salad. There's yes bliya, these clay clippers worth by Irui, if it's a salad going into a liquid. Right? Then we understand why it should be so. Because we certainly can understand why it should be so, but this is what he's saying. We're not going into further details why. V'nireh the medayek exam yehod the matir hashbam laros al tarnagolus. We gave it teretz before. What was our teretz? Based on the Ran, that the Ran says as long as there's no fire there, even though Maliga will mix up the tastes in the chicken, it'll come out with salting. Ah, the Rashba couldn't accept that. Rashba l'shitaso, the sphere they bebayis gimel shah gimel, the gambaluai they klisheni, and they also they malicha. I gave you the page before. The kach sphere they, the ha the heterhu, if you do maliga, mission the sphere they, the Rashbam, the iwi ena mafra o mavliya klal, but sonen she tachtov, because it depends upon bishul. The gamu sviulei the Rashbam the belua tali bebishul, aval chalik ben belua o pleita ben lahafzid lahavliak biyachad ze eino ol al das echod. Nobody, no rishon ever held this. It was made up by my grandfather, the Marashal. He says he had covered for his grandfather. He says data rechava, but I can't accept my zeda. You know, if your zeda sent against all chachmei Yisrael, so you shouldn't accept it. Shh. The Shach and the Chavis Das don't count. Chap liver. But he said, no, it doesn't matter. The Yad Yehuda is low. Togur Bip Neish. You're not allowed to, if you think you're right, you got to say the Emes. And the truth is, after all these arguments, I'm beginning to become convinced. What I thought for who knows how many years, as the only alternative, maybe this alternative is better. Wow. I want to show it in the original. We already saw this Bekitzu yesterday in Megillah Sefer. But I want you to see it in the original of the Yad Yehuda. Wow, where are we? The near Hagam the Rashba Svirle to Ben Hashpes Hashchita Eina Bolei Mimashe Bifnim Vahasakin Mikomakom Gam Mashe Belua Misham Nunes Hakorash Al Hasakin Haminami Pleita Umuchak the Maflet Gamitzone. That's a different story. Not getting into that now. He says he doesn't say the kasha from Maligas Gedoyim. Why? Look what he says now. To hachelev bohem hu bifnim ve'irui eno mafnu mavliya elu l'mala k'day klipa b'mokam shabok yiluach ha'irui. The question, Olav, the question was, why is Maligas Gedoyim not a problem? Here the Ran's turrets won't work. Here's his own turrets. The hot water comes on the top and the fat is all the way inside. Much deeper than the k'day klipa. There's no impact. Meir dika turrets. Meiridik a teretz. Meiridik. Al kain haboru. De ain shum mokom vechil klal. Kol sheyochol lahafter ol avliya. Hu mafru mavliya nami biyachad. Vechol sheyeno biyachad. Gam bezeh ozeyeno. Oh. Now he wants to suggest the other opinion. You gotta love Agadola. After spending a whole page disproving the Elta Zeta's thesis, he now comes to defend it. You gotta love it. What's the defense? V'lomar, kevan she'ein lo shos, elo ma'atz man, someone asked me in the base medrash, kodem de maker le, l'kach eno yocho lasos elo b'lua o pleita, avol ein lo shos, lasos shneihen, v'chein b'kesh lomar kein aprichodesh v'simen samaches, look it up, it's yei long, dibra maskel v'akati, I'll give you the dibra maskel, it's the prichodesh, I wrote simen samaches, sivkot n'yud ches, he says it in two lines. Doesn't emphasize it. He's saying It takes, things take time, Rabbi Yisrael. To be mafzim, takes time. By the time it gets to stage two, it's too late. It's too late, it's already cooled off. That makes a lot of sense, right? It does make sense. He concedes that it makes sense, but look what he's going to... Watch this. Watch what he's going to say. Yeah. Im Kane, if you're right, Ma toli zeh, Iyochol levashu laklipa, Olo. What's this connected to? The question of whether it's mevashu laklipa or not mevashu laklipa. What's the connection? I could answer, if I may, to defend the Prichadosh, that Bishul also takes time. Bishul also takes time. If it's powerful enough to do two pu'ulos, that's what the Chabad said, those two pu'ulos are the essence of Bishul. This kasha is not so overwhelming, b'mchila of the Ad Yehuda. Okay, so he does give, after all his fire and brimstone against the Shita, he himself quotes a logical reason for it, ask a question against it, we can give a possible answer, why it's all about Talia. Everyone follow me so far? V'chene Rashal Shom Omer Zenami Al Klishenim Tu Yochel Hafid Ol Avliya Avolo Shneem B'yachad V'shom Lo Shayach Zeklal. Ooh, here we got him. By Iwur, where things are just pouring down, then you can give the Pre-Chodesh a Svar. In a Klisheni? How can you say the Svar? I don't know. Maybe a Klisheni has some staying power, but it dissipates rather quickly. That's all about a klishenim. It dissipates quickly because the walls are cold. That's all Chavos Das, Tzfanas Makaros, based on Tos and Shavos of Mem. So if it dissipates quickly, again, it can be maflit, it can be maflit. It can't do both, it can't do bishul. So even this kasha is not so overwhelming. Okay. This is Rabosai, what I wanted to show you. We did one page. In my edition, it's Peivav Amud Beis. In the other edition that comes on the Hebrew books, it's page. Oh, what's going on over here? We did more than one paper and base. It is paper and base. It's the same as my edition. I don't know what happened before we got confused with page. Yes, sir.
Doesn't the Prima Gadim try to explain to Marshall to say that the Kli isn't Mitzane in the liquid?
Okay.
So we can't give that Svara. Like
that's a mashal about gush. No, we're not discussing gush. We're talking about gush.
We're not talking about it.
Anyway, Rabosai, let us go a little further. That's a little bit further in the Ad Yehuda. Not much. I haven't really gotten to where I wanted to start yet today, but the Ad Yehuda is so important. I wanted to redo a number of things. Let's discuss. In this page, this paragraph, a little bit. Kosev Ashach. This is directly on point. Kosev Ashach. The Afa Ostrim Klisheni, I Evshel Lesser Yosem Mikadei Klipa. Why? Demigora. It means, is it Mochamur? Meirui? Who did he yell at there? Remember who Shach yells at? Guess what? The Marshal. We read this together in Simon Kufes of Karnay together. I think. You know what? Everyone's looking at me funny again. Open the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't opened it yet today. Let's see what the Shabbos is. Let's get it straight. Let's get the Shulchan Aruch straight. Rabosai, let's get the Shulchan Aruch straight. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kufay. We'll start with Shachs of Kodnei. That's the starting point. Oh. Here we go. He says, talking about Marsh, the sheet about Iwi first. Where's Klisheni? This is the Shach Simon Kufay, Sivkot and Hay. Oh! Watch this now. Look at this very carefully. V'gam yesh poskin de'afal gav the klisheni enim avashal mikol makom. The word mikol makom by me is in brackets. Mavliya o'maflit. Aval al koponim e lesa kulo b'klisheni. Shemidvar ma'achal yesh liklo f'mokom shenefs kolkach. Ein lesa kulo. Chen marashal on the tshuva lo kosid mafliya elik le'klipa. V'tema amasha kosid v'sifro liyam shal shlomo in perikol abosah simanayin aleph. Less of a kulo. Impossible. Impossible. And the Bach goes further. Says it's cliche, it's mafli, mavliya, kecha, the bosa kulo. Hu tamua. Tamua. We pass in the chumi kli rishin, vashaka de klipa, so shabbat bosa bachol of usr, etc. But more than kli klipa, forget about it. Impossible. Can't be. So writes the shach over here, simin, kun, hey. Siv Katan, hey. Oh. Now, Nekuda Sakesef, Rabosai, it's also written by the Shach. There were a few written by his son, but this is written by him himself. This psalm is written by him himself. Nekuda Sakesef is based on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We just read Shir HaShirim not long ago. We're still, Rabosai, in the month of Nisan. A few more hours. Okay? So it says, Torah is off, Nazlam, Tchulis HaKosim. So Torah is off. The Taz is a play on words. Torah is off. And the word Tur, he changed from the Tuf to a Tes. So the Shach went back to the original pulse. Because I'm the Kudas HaKosim, I'm arguing with you. Arguing with the many things the Taz says. So here, Rabbo said, the Kudas HaKosim is arguing on what the Taz writes over here in Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Cotton Dalit. Rabbo said, if you have this, if you have in front of you the very beginning of Sivkot and Dalit, where the Mechaber says, Roy Lochosh, Badav Lachatchila, that Klisheni is Maflit. The Rashal, the first lines in the Taz, Rashal Perkolabosar, Zelashono, Psaka Locha Ne, the Klisheni, and the Mavashal, if you had to let us bow, Kayin Maflit Mavliaki Echon, here it is, Kigon Dvar Isa Shanesa Kvar, Vidvar Hete Shabob Klisheni. And as soon as I'm there, Abba B'dvar Yisr Shenafel Klisheni Shel Heter or Heter B'Yisr Shaper Bolea Va'Oser Ad Kulo. Me'af Shatz the letters spoken of a Klirishin Ad Kan L'Shono, and he likes it. This is Taz. No, screams in the Kudas Akesa. Look inside the Kudas Akesa. For Isakti B'Shach Sifkot Ne'al Amar Shal B'Zeh. For Kasapti Shem B'Ksara. For Kasapti Shem B'Sifri Ha'Arachti B'Zeh. His Sefer Aruch. Ulefishu nimshal adas marshal perikol abosim and ayin alef chen elzor lis oro laharos berayas beruros de klisheine enim avliya b'ku impossible. What's the right? Tohavadai, ever looking inside? Look at the Kudas HaKosim. Tohavadai, the avadai kule alma modu de irui afilu nifsika kiluach odif mi klisheine. Everyone has to agree that irui irim nifsika kiluach is better than klisheine. Uka the Isa be poskin become a duchti. Yeah, anonymous poskin is always dangerous. Vafilu iwi shlonifsika kiluach svilu rashbam rabbein atam l'sharabi poskin benem avliya yosem mikdei klipo sharei rashbam behelm dim l'shito so hevi uriah the iwi b'klisheni vodu perikets at solin chamatok tzonin kolef b'shem tato agobah amayu klisheni v'yeno mevashel rabbein atam behelm dim l'shito so metarit zindach the perikets at solin. Came with the kolev, yesh lo ma'ad demavashak, they klipa and came. Chuli amach, the perikates at solim, marib b'iwi mamish. Vafilu hachi, ena mavliya b'kulo. V'im kain, koshken klisheni. Koshken. Vafilu liktas poskim, namitartzim, ach the perikates at solim, bin nifsik akiluach. Toises and Zvachim suggest that. Mikomakom. Muach the benifska kiluach enem avliya rakade klip. Okay, upshita is it again for the second time. The klisheni gora is it means more kal min nifska kiluach that we have to discuss. Imkain muach me'ashas v'chol aposkim the alkoponim ein klisheni avliya bekulam. Visu the das habe poskim the klisheni enem avliya klal kamoshu yavar. We alma miu enem avliya bekulo. Because the Rashbam learned Ketzat Solin Be'iru Mamash, which means Lo Nifsak, and they hold Kiklisheni. Imkain Muchach to be Klisheni. I feel the Klipa Lo Boy. Adkan lo boy hasn perkei tzatzol in the klipa. We should not make a leiyef shlemi lo bala purta. Uked gava b'shas hasam by irud. Avak sheiro the klisheni shekvar nitzane lo tzarach suafi lo klipa. Him Rabbi Natan who disagrees. Lo ashkan the pligi b'har Rashbam the klisheni afi the klipa in the tzarach and they hold it's boleh b'kulo. That's too much to assume. Vesu. The Garam in a time of forest, half the perkets at Solomon Yiru Mamish, who sphere the Tato Govar, Ella de Moka lay Bola Umavashaka de Klippo, King Shiru the Klishanish in the Stanin Kvar, Sulam of the Cloud, the Moka and Hatlo Havila Shas made by the Moka lay Yashlo Bola Purta. I ain't shum, Bola more. Wow. We go on to the Psakaloch, the Kits and Nimrits. He goes further and says, Midivre Kulam, we see. The klisheni al kolponim ena mavliya b'kulam. Because Rabbeinu Peretz, a whole series of gedoli olam that seem to go the same way. Adkan en kamokol naharach. If there's a pretty big arichas, if you ask me, en kamokol naharach. Adkan nekudas hakesef. Seems to be absolutely mukhu. He can't argue on him. Comes the Yad Yehuda. He's not afraid of anybody. Lo sogur mipneish shach nekudas hakesef. I'll take you all on. He's here to defend the opinion of the Marshal, his grandfather. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you defend your grandfather? I'm asking, you wouldn't? Even though he criticized him before, he didn't agree with him, but here he wants to defend him. How do you defend him? Let's read the song. Read the song. Where are we? Watch this. Vitira, look there. The call. Hochacha shalo. The whole right that he brings is mehad de mefarshim hadam ashmul tata gavar who gam be irui shalo nivsakibu. Okay. V'yaze aminan akurim mekale achakach aminan ad mekale eshlo bala purta v'im kain hagam de muchach de kdei klipa akochach bala who rak kodem de mekale. Aval achad shemekar akochoch de eno bolea klal vasvirlu the same Rosh Hashanah again the shamari benivska kiluach al kain bazeh achakach eno mafid omavliya klal. Okay, that's only by nivsa. He goes to the Chavas Das, not going to the whole Chavas Das now, because it's kicking into the whole discussion. One second. Let's see, hold on. Even the Shach agrees, Ein zeh klal, or kloli, loma de niskara kula, you know, the cost of the asma, the command, the davagush, you don't get clearishin. Hey, if davagush is a clearishin, so maybe even a liquid in a klisheni might be considered a clearishin, the equivalent, according to the blia, according to the shita of some rishon. The shami psachim gabi, gamal davagush nema gabi baster aseach shenafal the tochol of tzonein. And toistin zvachim say, the man the sphere that the Irish Lanifska Kiluach Mevashal Bakula the Sham Gabe Hamatok Ton and Mari Bidvarim Yeveshim the Choshev Nifska Kiluach U Ashak Atma maybe Zemisir for the Gamal Zarminon Adam Makele M. Cain Akoch Adam Makele Afal Pikain Sphere Lo the Mikomakom Adain Kiklirishin. So even though he's saying the shach is in the kudas kasev is wrong. It could be megal and still called a klirishin. Va'koch the svirle tatzad shenogel hatato alkoch the megalay be'emes kasheu pashus agamara. Avalo amrino the kula niskarer. That's the chavas das is so. That didn't all cool off. Remember the chavas das said tato agamara. You have A B C. A in the bottom is cold. B in the top is hot. So tato agamara at the interface of A and B. But B is still hot. If C falls into B, and B is still hot, it's going to say Tatar Gavar. They don't say that B cooled off completely. That's against the Chush. Yes?
Doesn't the Torah say that the
either is mechamim the elyon to be mavliya or mitzanim. So
that's at the interface, but in terms of their own holding their own position, they can still hold. Oh, watch this. Avalot, yeah. Mia zeh shach v'dav v'gush. Aval rotev de misari v'hadodi memela. Yakorcha niskara kula. The choshev kula nogea la klikar. Uvazeh nitche derechav azdasham. Koshev yarti sham. Fine. And dav v'gush may be different. I'm not going into this right now. I want to get to the main point. Repeating himself again. Oh, look what he says. This is a very nice point. Watch this now. It's a tremendous dispute. What's the status of the klisheni, right? Tremendous. The Rashba says it is Blia, and Tosis is no Blia. Where are their rights? Where are their rights? Vasvir. Watch this. Uveshakal, look on the Rashba, the Ran. Uveshakal aposkim kulam. Lo nischaptu zulas bedivri hayushalmi elu. Hey! Vichinela mehem dover poshet koze mada amrinan mefurish de mekale. He's saying to the Shach, Rabbi Shach, you think that all the Gedolim Yishon forgot a Gemara? You, Shach, you have a Gemara mefurishes. Yeah, the Rashba forgot about it. The Ran forgot about it. They all forgot about it. Tosis forgot about it. They all told him what he was Shalmi. Why didn't they just quote your Gemara? Your Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. How come nobody quoted that? That's a pretty big strong dig. Ooh. Val Korchok the Ein Misham Haschol Asraya Klal. Why? The Hagam the Hatzad Shenogeil the Hakar Miskarer. When Yochel Hafel Avliyah Mimenu in the interface, Mikomakom Adayin the Cholon Omar the Shaper Mafnu Avliyah B'Davet Tzonin Hanofel Bo Neser Adav. That's exactly what the Chavos Das said. Nirulei Naim, he says. Wait. Kasher Adav and Nirulei Naim Gam Berotev B'Chol Yom the Samach Akora Yekar Avemtzi Yecham Od. Even if it's liquid, that doesn't that instantly reach the same temperature. That's in the interface of A pouring onto B, liquid onto solid. That's where the klipa limitation is imposed. Solid on liquid, liquid on solid, at that interface, as we saw in the Gemara Pesachim Ayin Vav. Fine. Avol shaper yochel lios, the imnofel bo, the hot thing, dovet sone, in the klisheni, yochel gam la haftur lavliya, nami biyachad, bekulo, kasheb emes keinira meharbe poskin. Meiridik. Meiridik, what he says. Miu calls that rock like Abi Harotiv, Old Varheta Shabo, Abul Hakora Tachton, Bevada Sheyefsher, Sheyeser, Old. Let me boil it in Esme me Kafis or Sharis or Gusha Nofelbo, Ach Afim Nofelbo, Isa Solo, Yefsher, Sheyeser, Old, Kulamamodim, etc., etc., etc. I don't want to spend any more time. We spent already an hour, almost learned the Yad Yehuda, but some Yesodas over here, boss. He defends everybody. He's defending his grandfather, the Marshal's Chumrah. Right. He's very bold and saying that the whole Marshal Shach Hamazaz is totally wrong. This whole idea of Bishul being the equivalent of Malchum of the Akiyachat, and he has kashas, and we try to give some answers to some of his kashas. But Kitzanimitz, this Yad Yehuda Rabbo says, really, really a classic. We spent time on it, but it was I think it was time worth spending. See what he, Adam Godel says, and you think about it for a minute. He's an independent. He lived, I don't know, 100, when did he live exactly? On the Shabbat, I'm not sure when he lived. So I think somewhere in the 19th century, long after the Shach and the Taz and the Marshal lived in the 17th century, and even after the Chavos Das, who lived early in the 19th century, he says his own thing. And very often you think that, you know, he sounds like he's right. And in the 100 years that passed since then, no, who slugged him up? I mean, I think he has died to be deflected some of his riots that he says is has to be that way. But I couldn't slug anything up. I don't think we slugged anything he said. In other words, even though we can't prove that he's 100% right, but I can't say he's wrong, unless you guys can prove that he's wrong. So therefore you have somebody who's standing up to the Shach and the Imam Shal and the Chavos Das and remain standing. If you and I walked into the ring with them, we would not remain standing. We would not remain standing. I give you my word, we would not remain standing. He remained standing. Okay, I think it's quite a remarkable feat. Okay, Rabbosai, this is the first part of today's shiur. It took longer than I thought, about an hour, but we had to see this very, very important. I know it was very hard for you to see the print of the Yad Yehuda, so let's now ease up in the last 20 minutes of the shiur and go back to Megillah and say, that is bigger print, and that you can actually read, and it's starless easier. Let's go see. Okay, here we are. We'll start over here, Rabbosai. It's something very interesting. Chaf Hei. So we left off yesterday. Yesterday, remember, we left off that he wants to know, just to remind you again. He says like this, just to remind you from yesterday, a segue from yesterday. Avlam gan plisheini yesh lo koch lavli ala haftet av sheyesh lo tfanas tonos im ken gan plishlishi umadu ashnavdo b'neihem. The Chazish says, the Bishul b'Shabbos ain't have no ben sheini l'shlishi. Rak b'mashe machmirim lochosh l'chol dover shemo mikali ha-bishul the zerak chumro lo mikir adin v'nogu l'hach v'rabbi klishen l'chol b'shlishi he didn't have no b'neim. So he has titus against the pischei tshuva. Let's turn to that pischei, where was that? Tzadi Dalad Zayin? Let's see that inside. We didn't quite come. Rabbo said, please turn to pischei tshuva Tzadi Dalad Zayin. We did it a little bit yesterday in a rush just before Mincha. He says, "Onu regil nahachar b'kol kenu afilu b'kli shlishi yatzal letus bo." He quotes the Pre-Chodesh says that way. No difference. Sheni shlishi. Okay, that's the Chasam Sofer speaking. Good. I'm going on and on and on. After the Chasam Sofer is quoted, v'hinei towards the end of Zayin, mashakos the Chasam Sofer. The honor we give the hacker because I can't feel klishishi. Hamorim shalonu ein noagim kain. Look in Taz and Shach prima godim and Arsim and Simon Kufay. So he wants to know the Megillah Sefer has a shtaka tain against our morim. Whatever's meikin redin, sheni shishi the same. Here's the answer, Abosai. It's not meikin redin. Meikin redin we pass like the mechaba and the ramah. Then even klisheni is no problem. It's only a chumrah. Well, it's only a chumrah. We only machmir and Shane and Shlishi. Exactly, his own words. That was what I meant to say before Mincha yesterday didn't come out because we didn't see these words gzoyam amorim shlanim because we ran out of time. Now we start the next part of this beautiful saying. Okay, Rabosa. Next paragraph. Watch this. Ad kandi barnum shayach b'lio pleita b'chom she'ein lo koach levashim. Right? That's we spent a lot of time on that. That's a whole shiur at least, two shiur. Okay, es nevarer im shayach matzav hafuch shiye isa malocha shel bishul b'shabbos av she'ein lo koach lachlu lavliya hadidam hu b'kalei ha-bishul. Rabbi also, remember the Mishnah in Shabbos? Chutz mi dag maliach v'kulia se'ispinin. Whatever that really means. It's certain kinds of foods which can be cooked in a klishen. It's called Kali Abish. What's their status in Yoredeya? Rabbi will say, nowhere in Yoredeya is the word breathed about Kali Abishal. Especially since the Mechara Amol and Abishal go together, it's a surprise. Oh. Yeah. Shachayo Abishal Meshabbos Kam B'Klisheni B'Shlishi Eich Yadinam L'Gabi Yisav Heter L'Das HaSov L'Klisheni Eino Maflun B'Avliya Haim Noma D'Kali Abishal Haim Nochim L'Havli B'Avliya Kam B'Klisheni. So he quoted, am I missing a line still? Go over here now. Heveinu Chazanish Muchach Midvaro Chazanish Shesover Diesh Musag Shalkali Abishal Gab Lagabe Isser Veheter. Why? Look what he says. Look what he says. Shashukhan Aruch Sosam Biyardeh Simikufei Lokal Biklisheni Bidi Evid Eina Machalik Bain Bosal the Paris Yerokos Asurim Biklaya Karev Olam Atevel Akanvarf Umuchach Midvar Shesover Shesh Musak Shokali Abishal Galminyan Avliel Lahaflit. And no, the Behuda says no! Kol Inyan Kali Abishal Matsino Rak Abishal Bishabbos Sheyosvu Rach Venitkan Achila Bakalus. So next to the Meister shall be shall also be Shabbos. Al gabi Yisra veheter, no! Sarach she avliya v'yaflet me'ever le'ever. Yeah? V'zeh shayach rak b'kli rishin, v'lo b'kli sheni. Yadud also, quotes a shut maharil, who says so. And the Bari HaShulchan comes into play over here. Meiridik. Take a look if you have the Bari HaShulchan. Page Reish Samach Gimel. Whoever has it, we'll see inside. He has a Meridik Gehara against Chazanish. I think it's Meridik. Those who have it should look inside. Those who don't have it can see it on the screen. I want to see it inside. Reish Sama Gimel has the following Gehara. Rabosai, what a good Gehara. He says like this. The last line of the page, Reish Sama Gimel. V'yesh l'ayim b'dvarov, d'sof sof, mistimas ha-shulchan aruch, here in Yerodei Kufay Sibbeis, mashma, Shagam belechem mekila b'klisheni lechem shel tevel. Hey, if indeed the Chaznish is right that Yerodeah should depend upon Shabbos with Kali Abishal, and he brings a riot from the fact that the Mechabes has nothing in Kufesiv Beis that should be mekil in Hichel Shabbos as well. Rabbi, what about lechem? Why did the Mechabes say that lechem ha'amach ben bishul in Shabbos lechem should be also the klisheni over here in Yerodeya? Hey, it's a good kash. That's a tremendous kash. He quotes it over here. The mistima shachanoch chamash and the shem gam b'lechem shall teva mekil b'klisheni. The varikali abishul the gabi Shabbos mafurish adin. Vio. The Chshem Shepas Kal is Bashal B'Klisheni, Kem Shekor Nefer, Gam Bozo Shen is Bashal O'Nitzle, Hu Kvar Rach V'Kal is Bashal V'Lahachla B'Klisheni. Well, if he's then, it's Tarach Litchok, the Kol, Divri HaShulchan Aruch, Lokal B'Klisheni, Zerach B'Bozo Chai, Raw, Lokal B'Bozo Shen is Bashal, Zerach Lo Mashma, Mukdas Amaril, the Af Be'Elo Shekal is Bashal B'Klisheni, Mikol Makom Eino Mavliya O Maflit Ela B'Kli Rishin. So Kali Abishal does not apply to Yerodeah, only applies to Aruch Hayim Tichel Shabbos. Okay, Rabbosai, now we're going to have a practicum. The Shia is going to end with a practicum. What's a practicum? Take all the theories that you had and apply them to a practical case. Watch this. This can happen in your kitchen. Rabbosai, who's married here? You ever have put a spoon into a cup of coffee? Ever happened? You ever put a fleshy spoon into a cup of coffee? Well, there's milk there. I'm saying married because you have a problem in your own house. Otherwise, your mother's problem. But it's a problem. Let's look. Hatochev kapsoris to klisheni shesh b'cholav. I'm telling you, it's maisim b'chol yom. Of flashing a spoon into a cup of hot coffee with milk in it. Rabbi say, who in this room has ever had such a case in his life? Has ever seen it happen in its kitchen, ever? No one raise your hand? What, are you kidding me? No, maisim happens all the time. This is the most common case in the kitchen. And see, so let us go. Gom betoch kos cafe. Here we go. Sheshavku letoch ha-cholof. Yesh levarer. Three shilas. One, madina kapit, spoon. Two, madina mashka, coffee. Three, madina kos. What a great practicum, isn't it? Rabosa, you got to admit, this is a great, beautiful way to end the shiur. After all we said, what's going to be the bottom line in all these cases? Let's go slow. First case. Bofen shakapis eino bas yomo. That's a good thing. Very often the spoon is not a bas yomo. Now, not a bas yomo, Rabosai, on a simple level means it wasn't used at all for 24 hours. It's very possible. Or it wasn't used for hot 24 hours. And we'll get to later. Hot means it's going to be hobo hotai. What was used hot for? Okay. Varei shamashke vakos mutar. That's for sure. Aval hakapis. Imi shal machtris. Tzricha hagolo l'chulei alma. Why? I wouldn't say that. Klishen enem avashin avlim avliya. What are we talking about? Yeah. Of course not. But it happened already.
Right, but now you're going to use it with Hathila afterwards?
Why not? Not it never wasn't Bola anything. We've seen it. The after Das Shulchanot, Ramo the Klisheni, Rabo Sai. Klisheni. Oh. Eino Ose B'Dievet. Oh. Aval Hathila. Yeshli Zor B'Dovo. Rabo Sai, look at Rabbi Kivege. Open up, like these things inside. Open your Shulchan Aruch, the Simen Kufay, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, V'roi lochush lizoer b'dover lechatchila. Says the B'kivege on that, V'kelim sheshimshu b'chamesh o'klisheni, havik lechatchila, d'yesh nam takona ba'agola, u'klicheres mutter. An irony. If you put, doesn't happen too much. Well, I guess the Kli itself, we'll see that later. A kli cheres, when there's no possibility of agola, do nothing. A kli nechoshes, a kli matches. We have agola, have to agola. It's a little counterintuitive, a little bit, but that's how our halacha works. If you can be in the chatchila, you can do it. You can't help it. You can't help it. It's a shasat chak. Isn't that amazing? This is a Bikivegi quote over here. Fine. Kli cheres deish lahat. Dom is a yotzalo la michas yaka from the shulchan aruch tof nun alef hilchas pesach. We're still in chodesh nissen. Sif hey. Can I tell you a secret about say? Hilchas Pesach is going to go into Chodesh Iyar as well. At least till Pesach Sheni. Or not, till Pesach Sheni is still Hilchas Pesach. Yeah. Okay. Hetik divei harashbo tekelem shenishtamish and bechamin kvi tashmish and hechshera and tashmish and bekli sheni hechshera and bekli sheni mefurash and mechaber. How can it be? The mechaber is over the sheni and there's no blia. What's the answer? Rashbo calls up again. She tosses the klisheni mavliya mavaflim. Abba Shulchan Aruch are posuk that's a mekilin. So Aruch Lomar deyoyis v'yit yochol agil ze nechshav lechatchila sharatzian quotes from the Gemara. Fine, so good. So lechatchila why not kashrut? Very good idea. Next, uva ofen shakapis bas yomo. Now we're in trouble. You know for a fact this spoon. Just to make it dramatic, you use this spoon. And you took the spoon and you stirred milk. No, you stirred the chicken soup 10 minutes ago with this flashing spoon while it's on and a pot on the fire. But aluya tsui. Took a spoon, she stirred the chicken, and now it's clean. We washed it off, and now you put it into the coffee. What's it now? Now it's not so simple. Luvara kapisha tsricha hagola for sure. Yeshlon and galala mashka balakos. Let's go. Well, that's a shulchan aruch for amo b'diyevet matirim b'chlisheni im kain hamashke mutter b'melagam hakos muteres. I feel as the kos is metal kos. Yesh lahakel, why? Lo shayach lahatir es hamashke v'leser es hakli. It's ridiculous. Kevin that kli bolea me hamashke v'nechel lahem. It's impossible to... We say, what do you mean? The coffee, you can't cash on the coffee. But you can cash on the... No, we don't say that. You can drink the coffee... It's impossible to say that they have to kasha the metal cup if it's in a metal cup. Fine. Good. das hamashal v'hataz to machmirin. B'makom shein hefsed meruba b'kli sheni b'kol laftu l'avliya b'kulo. Yesh leser as hamashke elam kein. Yesh bo shishim k'neged chelik akapes hatochah b'mashke. You have to ask. You have to throw out the coffee. Throw out the coffee. Why? Because the chatchila they say no hefsed meruba. The kol kol hefsed meruba. That kli sheni maftu b'kulo. Then you're not kos. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yesh la'ayin. That way, das marshal ein bekochol shul klisheni lahaftiru lavliya kiyachas. V'nimse shirak acholav nivla bekos. V'lo ha'bosra b'luabo. V'din ha'kos, then, yeh betoli b'machlokas hataz sivkot nyud gimel, imashach sivkot nyud zayin, imacholav shenesar, omeid b'isuro, gam kishein ha'bosra holech imo. That's a famous Taz and Shach. There's Ena Nesra part of Basel B'chol, which we spoke about at length in Nuchas Basel B'chol. We're going to chaz it again. I guess probably next week, but that's the rate we're going. When we talk about these in Yanam, we get to read that Shach and Taz again. Fine. Chazor. Uladina Nira. L'hochlo b'zeh. Kedas ha-Taz. Because the grow is that way. Chaz and Isha is that way. Fine. Yes. Okay, a little bit, okay. Yad Yehuda, who he likes. Shem yesh b'kocho l'haflit, yesh b'kocho gam l'haflit, u'lav d'yekiyachas. V'shekein mistaber. I must tell you, I'm becoming a bigger fan every day. Im kein, gam abosar nivla im acholov, v'hakos asur l'chuli alma, Ellen can yesh hefsed meruba lahashlechasa. You have to throw out the coast, then it's hefsed meruba. I don't want to have to move a cup these days. It's a set, it's China, oh, whole set. The rabbit's a little crazy. Shalom bayis, it's also hefsed meruba. Share the shalom bayis. Rabbi, yes. Honey, you spent so many years getting smicha, you can't find me a hefsed for my bone china cup. It's worth $1 million, whatever. Yeah. So that's also a concern. Rabbi's. V'hashach, machmir b'mokom v'shein hefsed kol kach, v'kli sheni, yesh b'kocho l'havliya, k'dei klipo b'kli cheres uv'ochlim, avo lo b'kli matchis. V'yesh l'ayin, v'nin l'haflit, t'ulai, yesh b'kocho l'haflit afilu b'kli matchis. Why? T'harei kli kal l'haflit yosem e'ochel. That's Ramosiv Zion, which we'll get to Mitzvah Shem soon. Whatever soon means, really. The Bolua Bechaticha, Eino Nifl Lechaticha Nagasva. What's that famous rule? Ein Bolua Yosem Bechaticha Lechaticha. What? Below what? Below Rote. U Bolua Bechli. Nifalachaticha, then came his staber, Sheklisheni, look down, Yesh Bekocho, Lahafat Kede Klipa, Gami Klimatris, Ulefize. Im Yesh Shishin Bemashke, Kenegat Klipa Sakapis, Hamashke Mutter. You don't need 60 times the entire spoon, 60 times the Klipa of the spoon on both sides. Uva Ofen, Shen Shishin Bemashke, Kenegat Klipa Sakapis. Yetolui, Uvet Sir, if she's a minute time, near the Ishlakal Gamla Chatchilo, Lahati was a mashke, Mimele Ishlahati Gamasakos. He made a 55 Cheshbinus over, I don't know if you follow all of them. Very interesting, fascinating Cheshbinus that he made over here. Now, we'll just end, we have 3 minutes, with the next, as much as we can get over here. Le'el, Kosta Marashal, Klisheni Mafram Avdiya Bakulo, Shem Dulidaitam, Din Belia, Pleta, and Atolabichlali Bishop. Adayin kosh al shita zu, mashik sha shach b'nekudas hakesef. Hare kaim alon de tato gomar, v'atachton mekar le'elyon, raka de mekale bolaka de klipo, v'ze berega ha'irui, aval acha rega ha'irui, k'fo niskara ha'elyon me'atachton, v'im kein I efshe shakli sheni avli avyaflet, hare kli ushu tato, mitzanin es masha mara mazok. We know the answer, we saw it in Yad Yudah. This kasha is on the Rashba too, who holds klisheni mavliya kadei klipa, and the shach who holds klisheni kadei klipa. What's the stane? Why is the shach asking on the mashal and asking on against himself? Right. So what does he do? He says it depends upon if irish and nisgak yiluch is the gamik klirishin or only kadei klipa. Let's chazer again. So the fear is shown in the chol iri oser rakadei klipa. So the sugim psachim, this is a chazar from the Yad Yudah. Sugim psachim, the tato gova, midaberes, gam, bi'iru shalo nifzera kiluach, v'lo mashkachas lo klisheni shiacham, davi kfor nitzdana mea tato. Yeah, so this is true. Masha enkein, im ninko kedas haran, the iru shalo nifzera kiluach, hu legamri kekli risha, hu mavliya bekulom, v'asugim psachim, midaberes, bi'iru shalo nifzera kiluach dafka, for Rak was there, Kamel Tatogovar. We spoke about this at length yesterday before. Imken Shapa Mashkachasla, Klisheni Cham, the Ofen, Shi Hoya Ayade Iwi, Shalom Nifsakiluach, the Mazelami Tatogovar. Oh, so then maybe the Marshal is right. Halacha, he says. Kaimalon, the Iker, the Gabi Iwi, Shalom Nifsakiluach, Amrinon, Tatogovar. Umavliya rak kidei klipa. So we pass in the Ramah. Volochein huksha. Lo la shachal mashal. And in his Sefer Aruch he says, Mashahech meladina b'klicheres. Yeah, that's rak shenia klishenim ayda iri shalom zekiluch. The vizesh tzarif gamdas asov and b'chai gavna lo armina tato gova. Aber mit Klischeini, Shania, der Jewish, in der Skakiluach, Klischeini, ein Amafli, Amafli, a Klal, kam auch Klicheres, das ist in der Sefer Oruch. Aber bei Schachs, auf Gott, nee, lo noches, lo chalik, he doesn't mention this. This is amazing. He didn't get yet to the Teretz. He didn't get yet to the Teretz. We know what the Teretz is, but Amit Hashem, tomorrow, we will pick up from here. Remember, all right? Remember, Pishpesh Reish Zion, Fihine, and we'll go back to Ayad Yudah from today, and it's other important inyanim, but it's Belineta, Marshall.